listeners, you are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and this is one of the What's Jeff Watching mini episodes of That's Entertainment. It's our newest brand of mini episodes where I talk about what I've been watching. That, of course, we have not gotten to on the main full-length episodes, because, you know, we talk about one subject at a time on there, and here's the thing. I watch more than one thing at a time. Well, not exactly. I mean, I've got more than one thing on my to-watch ledger at a time, I guess, is a more accurate way to put it. Though, I guess, if I'm being honest, sometimes I am looking at a second screen while I've got the TV on. But, I'm trying to keep my attention focused. Anyway, I won't be angry at you if you're doing something else while listening to this podcast. You don't need to. You can focus your attention as you see fit. Anyway, yeah, so there's lots of movies and shows and books and albums and what have you that I'm consuming that I'm not always talking with Aunt Beth about. So, you know, I just felt like putting my thoughts out into the ether on some of them. And if you want to listen, go right ahead. Here we are. So, this is our first episode in November 2022, so I'll kind of recap a bit what I was watching during the scariest month of the year, October. Is it the scariest month? I mean, it is when Halloween is housed and prepped for, but we'll throw that out as a question. Maybe we'll pop that up as a poll on Twitter. What is the scariest month of the year for you? Is it Halloween? I mean, that's the reputation, but maybe you're scared of the heat, so you'd be like, July for me. Or maybe you're scared of the dark, in which case it's got to be December, right? Unless the Christmas lights help you out in that regard. But anyway, I'd be interested to know what everybody has to say about that. I don't know, maybe send us an email and write an entire essay about it, and we'll read it on air. But I do like to be timely for the season and watch some spooky stuff, whether new or old. I watched Solar Opposites, their Halloween special that dropped a few weeks ago, and it had a hilarious reference to Whose Line Is It Anyway. It was a lot of fun. And let's see, I've also been watching Chucky season 2 on Sci-Fi. That doll is quite the clown. I don't know about you, but I love it when my fictional serial killers are cracking jokes like Chucky the doll is. It's also like the queerest show on television. Case in point, the recent episode that took place like all at Jennifer Tilly's house, but really, what's her name? Tiffany in the body of Jennifer Tilly. But then, not everyone knows that it's really Tiffany in there. So her friends and family are there, and we got this Bound reunion, or her co-stars, Gina Gershon and, Joey Pantoliano stopped by to have some sort of intervention. Oh my god, it was a delightful episode. If anything I'm saying sounds like fun to you, you gotta start watching Chucky if you're not already. Ooh, and I saw a new horror movie on the very Halloween day, October 31st. It's called Pray for the Devil. It's your standard exorcism movie. I wouldn't recommend it, unless you're a completist like me, a horror completist, in which case I would recommend it. And then also, I'm still making my way through the Halloween movie series. I DVR'd them all last October, and I'm still going through the journey. I'm still still on the backlog. Right now, I've most recently finished the sixth entry, which is The Curse of Michael Myers, and featured a young Paul Rudd. He was all raring to go, and it might have been his film debut or one of his early movies, definitely, because in the credits it said introducing Paul Steven Rudd. So he was enthusiastic, and that entry was also notable for, I think it was the last time that what's his name? Oh my gosh, Dr. Loomis, who played Dr. Loomis? Why am I blanking on that right now? That should be obvious to me. Dr. Loomis was, of course, played by, from, we also know him from some Bond movies, Donald Pleasance. So anyway, and also the Puma Man. Anyway, that was his last time appearing in the series, because he died the same year it came out, I believe. But yeah, it was in a unique performance from him within the series, because we see him, he's like retired, happily retired from hunting down Michael Myers, but of course he's called back into action. But he's like, wow, this, the most obsessive of the Michael Myers fighter back againsters has actually taken a step back, and he's clinking drinks with a friend, and he thinks he can relax a bit. Who would have ever thunk it? But yeah, there you go. That's what happened. Okay, so as for some non-scary stuff, the most important day of television right now for me is Wednesday for a whole bunch of stuff. Like, when you count network and basic cable and higher up channels on cable and all the streaming, I'm looking at like 6, 7, 8 hours of shows that I'm regularly watching. I think I'm a behind on a few, but anyway, the ones that I most want to point out are the two shows on IFC: Documentary Now in its 53rd, aka 4th season, and Sherman Showcase in now in its 2nd season. And if you're reading the art section of the New York Times, you definitely already know about these shows. But maybe, I don't know if you've taken the plunge yet, I would highly recommend it. I definitely want to get the word out about Sherman. It comes from the creative duo of Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle, who also worked together on the Comedy Central show. I believe it's Comedy Central show called Southside. But Sherman's is like it's like a look back at this fictional variety show. Basically like a takeoff of Solid Gold, or what's the other one, Soul Train, where, you know, it's music-based variety show, mostly black artists featured primarily on it. And it's like looking back at supposedly decades of episodes. It's just a delight. There is an episode, a joke on the first episode back that had something to do with Mace breakfast cereal, Mace the rapper, who had a few hits in the late 90s and early 00s. I think it was a takeoff of Mo Money, Mo Problems, and I forget how it was, I don't know, like Mo Marshmallows, Mo Problems, or something like that. I don't, that's probably completely wrong. The Sherman Showcase writers got it right. They've got their writing process, so that's how they made sure the joke worked. I don't think they were talking into a microphone and doing it extemporaneously. So there you go. And also the other big thing, the Jeopardy tournaments. We just finished up the Second Chance tournament. Now we're in the midst of the Tournament of Champions. I won't dive into that too much, because we might dedicate a full an entire mini episode to recapping all of that, as we've done in the past a bit. I'll have to check in with Aunt Beth, see if she's been watching it. Okay, but yeah, so that's plenty for now. Because I gotta get ready for our next full episode, which is all coming to plan. The chickens are coming home to roost. And that's not a hint about the topic, unless you want it to be. But anyway, yeah, okay. So I guess we're all good now. We're all caught up, as much as we need to be. So go ahead and follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Support us on Patreon. And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.